Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the Wednesday show. I hope everybody's having a I like the word groovy, so let's just call this a groovy day. Hope everybody's doing well and having some fun. It's all about having fun or enjoying life. You know, that's what we're here to do, is enjoy life, live our purposes, create and co-create with the universe, source, God, whatever you want to call it. And so that's why I'm here, is to help you do that. Yes, let's co-create, okay? Let's manifest some things in your life. Let's And as I've been refocusing on my energy and what I do, I kind of came up with this expression which kind of describes who I am. And it's an intuitive – oh, I lost people. Ah, I had somebody in the chat room. Okay, they went away. So that's okay. An intuitive performance coach. And let me explain that. I'm working on the details of what that means, because my whole life in the last 25 years has been helping people. And I've learned a lot of modalities and a lot of studies and a lot of connecting with spirits and kind of getting messages on all this. So I wanted to explain a little bit more about what I mean by an intuitive performance coach. I got the word performance from, basically, that concept. Okay, so let me get a little write up, and I'm still working on what it means to do this. And then, but let me give you a little bit about what I wrote up on this. And so, describing an intuitive performance coach, the intuitive part, connecting with wisdom from spirit teachers in your higher self to help you get the answers you need that help you to reach your highest potential. So the key word is potential here. I'm thinking about your potential. Performance, helping you raise your performance level. Most people are at about 50% of their potential. The goal is to get you up to 90% of your potential. Now, potential is a little bit about life purpose, why you're here, what you're supposed to be doing, achieving your goals, you know, all that sort of thing. And some, you know, that'll vary from person to person. You know, some people could be raising a bunch of children, right? A bunch of children, if that's your life potential. So what's holding you back? Okay, so coaching, what's the coaching aspect of it? Using various modalities to help you overcome the limitations that keep you from reaching your potential. Ooh, wow, those limitations. I use hypnotherapy, NLP, regression therapy, and metaphysical principles to do all that. So we establish your goals and identify your beliefs, blocks, and limitations that are holding you back, really, basically. And then replace by positive thoughts and beliefs. Because I believe in the concept that reality and imagination are very similar. So we can replace what's been holding you back. What are your belief systems? What's your personal beliefs that have held you back from getting your goals in life? Okay, and I wanted to get into an article about that. So I have about 3 or 4 articles I wanted to cover. There's one I really liked that we'll cover about that idea of what limits most people from reaching their potential. Okay, we'll jump into that. Well, yeah, we're going to talk about relationships. I'm going to kind of mix the both together. I think relationships have a lot to do with reaching your goals, okay, reaching your potentials. Your relationships can either keep you there, keep you moving forward to do that, if they're supportive, if they're love-based, if they're all that, or they can kind of hold you back, you know, if you're spending so much time dealing with drama and dealing with situations in a relationship that aren't healthy. It affects the rest of your life. It reflects you from reaching your goal. So let me give you a quote from the Abraham material, which kind of applies to this. And you think about this in relationship to reaching your full potential, upping your performance level in life. Okay. So the law of attraction, this is from the Vortex 2009. It's a publication put out by the Abraham Material, Esther and Jerry Hicks, Abraham whatever Hicks, right? The law of attraction assembles happy relationships. Asking your relationship with any other to be the basis of buoying you up is never a good idea. Well, in other words, keeping you up, keeping you positive, right? Keeping you going. You can't depend on relationships to do that, because the law of attraction cannot bring to you something different from the way you feel. Ooh, that's a biggie, huh? The way you feel. The law of attraction cannot bring you a well-balanced, happy person if you are not yourself already that. So you're trying to attract people in your life that will kind of promote who you are and where you're going in life and just have these common goals. But you can't get that unless you're that already. And that's one of the real basic principles of all of this. Other people don't make you happy. You need to be happy first. And once you're happy, then you attract happy people. Okay, the law of attraction, no matter what you do or say, will bring to you those who are predominantly match the person you are predominantly are. Like attracts like. You attract people like yourself. Ooh, so if you're a happy camper, if you're having fun, if you're enjoying life, you're achieving your goals, if you're living your highest potentiality, if you're performing at the highest level, which I talked about 90%. I didn't say 100. And let me read this and I'll explain why I didn't say 100 of reaching your potentiality to 100% in a moment. Everything that anyone desires is for one reason only. They believe they will feel better in having of it. What do you think? Yeah, that's a truth there. We just want you to understand that you must feel better before it can come to you. We want you to understand that you must feel better before it can come to you. In simple terms, if you're not happy with yourself or with your life, the attraction of a partner will only aggravate the discord. Because any action taken from a place of lack is only counterproductive. Now, that's a beautiful, amazing statement, what we've been talking about in the idea of performance and increasing your life and reaching your goals. If you're on that path to reach your goals, and if you're an achiever and you're functioning at a really high level of your potentiality, guess what you're going to attract? Somebody else like that. And if you're functioning around 30%, you know, I asked Spirit this morning what I'm functioning at, and I don't even want to go there. It's like, whoa, wait a minute, time out. I got some work to do on me. So I'm working on me as I'm working with you. Okay, so if you're functioning 30% of your potentiality, you're going to attract somebody who's functioning about 30% of their potentiality. If you're up there in the 80s, you're going to attract somebody achiever like you. And we could define that a little bit more, because I'm going to be careful when I say achieving. You're reaching your potentiality. You're living your life with purpose. You're living your life and reaching your goals. You set your life forward to accomplish things. It could be very simple stuff. It doesn't have to be complex. You don't have to be president of the country or prime minister or whatever you're at. But it's you're reaching your potentiality for your purpose only. Now, why did I say 100%? Because 90% gives you something to grow towards. If you're at 100% of reaching your potentiality, where are you going to go from there? Only go down, right? You can't go up from 100. There's no such thing as 110 or 120%. There's only 100%. So I just need to be reaching for more. Maybe you'll hit that 100, but maybe not, right? But if you can get to 90.5 or 91 or 91.5 or 91.7, you're growing, you're reaching, you're developing even more and more in reaching your full potentiality in life. Your performance level is increasing. You know, even great track stars, you know, they have that potentiality which they want to reach. You know, when they're reaching peak performance, they want to shave off 1/100 of a second off their times, right? Now, that's not a dramatic increase, but a hundredth of a second is like, or swimmer or anybody who is into, you know, is being clocked or any kind of athlete that wants to reach a higher potential. Maybe they want to throw a baseball a little bit harder, or they want to be able to kick a soccer ball a little better or more accurate with their soccer play or their feet movement, or a basketball shoot a higher percentage. That's increasing their performance. And so what I talk about and what I want to help you with is increase that performance, because what's keeping you from getting there? What's your blocks? What are your limiting personal beliefs that aren't getting you there? Okay, along that line, I'm having fun today. This is fun stuff for me. I'm really having fun here. Yes, we'll get into an article. And it's from tinybuddha.com. I love tinybuddha.com. It's good stuff, right? Tinybuddha.com. And let's see if I can get back there again. Find it. Let me find Tiny Buddha. Three things that limit your potential and how to overcome them. Do you like that? That's cool, huh? Three things. That's all in Japanese. No, part of it is. Okay, like I'm looking at the Japanese part of the characters and I'm going, wait a minute, that's not helping me at all. Okay, let's just jump right into, let me read into the article a little bit. Carrie Farmer is the author, and I don't know Carrie. Let me see if I find some more about Carrie's. Carrie's the owner of Manifest Connection, a website focused on personal growth and self-improvement for mind, body, and soul. Okay, so it's K-A-R-I Farmer. So if you want to look up Carrie, and for your own growth, we can do that. I encourage you to read anything you can read by anybody, and that's what I do, is to help you grow and develop and reach a higher potential in life, higher performing. Yeah, reach that 90% as soon as you possibly can, and stay there, and maybe you'll get to 91, maybe you'll get to 92 or 93 before you move on to your next great life. Okay. Success means having courage, the determination and the will to become the person you believe you were meant to be. Now, that's what I'm talking about. George Sheehan is the author of that quote. Okay, let me jump right past all the parts of the article about explanations on all this subject, and let me jump right into the three points she makes. Okay? Rejection. That one hurts. Ow, you ever been there? Okay, let me read it, but we'll talk about it. Rejection. Rejection can lead you to feel like you're not good enough, since it often leads to criticism from yourself or someone else. What do you think? I can't achieve that. You know, I'm afraid of being rejected. What if they don't accept my manuscript? What if they don't accept my job offer? What if nobody likes what I'm trying to make and sell? Oh, no. Rejection, right? Rejection. That's that fear factor, isn't it? It's a fear factor. It's a limiting thought, very much a limiting thought. And it comes from some belief way back when, right? Way back when. So, use this criticism to learn how you can improve in order to succeed. Once you know that you have to develop, you can work on these areas and try again. If you keep learning and growing, you will succeed. For instance, if you submit an article and receive a rejection email because your writing skills were not up to par, you can easily feel like an incompetent writer. Give up and never submit an article again. Right? I'm not going to apply there again. I'm never going to apply for that type of job again because they rejected me, right? I'm never going to make any of those ever again because people didn't like them. Okay. Or you can take the criticism, learn from it, and come back with something far stronger. Okay, then you can realize in what you did. And, you know, it's like asking questions. Okay, why did you reject it? What is it about my manuscript that you didn't like? What is it? Where do you think I could improve? You got to ask those questions. You know, like, what kind of product do you want me to offer? What's it about my product that you don't like? Why wouldn't you want to buy this product? And take rejection and turn it around in a really positive way of learning how to develop whatever you're doing, right? Okay. You know, and it's strong enough to ask, well, what is it about my application that you didn't like? What is it about me that you feel I could improve that, you know? And I watched the show The Voice, which is, you know, singing competition. And sometimes they don't turn their chairs to a singer, right? All four just kind of, they always give them advice. They always give them, well, you know, we want you to come back, but you need to work on this and this and this and this. Now, that singer could, you know, hear rejection. Oh, they rejected me. I should give up singing. Or they can go, wow, you gave me a great advice. You know, that's good. I think about it, go home, work on whatever you're talking about. Because a lot of times on that show, they'll have people come back in a year or two in the next season or the season after that and will improve because they took the advice. They took the rejection and said, aha, I can improve. I can do better next time. So it's not about being disheartened by rejection. It's taking it as a learning tool to learn more about yourself. So that's improving your performance. That's raising your performance, being willing to accept rejection as an opportunity to grow. Boom, done, right? Okay. Let me finish the article, but I'm kind of ad-libbing as I go this, as Spirit gives me ideas on this whole subject. There's literally nowhere to go but up. Learn all you can about writing professionally or whatever else you do. With some practice and persistence, you will eventually get your article published. Ooh, like those singers that I was talking about. Maybe they're a little out of pitch. Maybe they get a little pitchy. They get out of tune and, you know, the voice is very good, but they don't stay on pitch through the whole song. Or maybe they call it they're out of the bucket. Their rhythm, their timing is not with the orchestra. They need to work that. Or maybe they're singing from their head instead of their heart. Ooh, all those things. You got to work on those things. And whatever you're doing, you got to work on it. And take the rejection as an opportunity to say, okay, but you got to ask questions. Key thing is you got to ask questions. You got to see why was I rejected and how can I work on it? Don't be afraid to ask those questions. A little rejection is inevitable, but if you're willing to keep trying, you will see your progress and results. Now, what I'm talking about here and in your life is that you have a purpose, your goal, something that you are passionate about, something. You want to do something. You want to accomplish something. Cool. Do it. Do it. But if you get rejected, don't take it as the end of the world, just as an opportunity to grow. I that's one of the most difficult things we can face sometimes is go, they didn't like me. Oh, no. What am I going to do? Right. Let's move on to the next point. I'll check back and see if you guys want to talk to me. I know I'm off in a whole different world than I was before, and I know that this is not about predictions per se. I mean, I can, you know, Spirit will have advice for you about your purpose, your goals, your dreams, and aspirations in life. Obviously, they'll tell you where you're going. They can see where you're going in life. Okay? And I have always asked Spirit, don't hold any punches back. If you don't see them achieving it, tell them. But tell them that, yeah, but you can change it. There's free will. Right now, the way you're going in life, the course you're on is not going to make it. Honest assessment by Spirit to say, the way you're doing it right now, if you continue on the same path, the same way, you're not going to reach your goal. So I asked Spirit, okay, tell them that. Be honest with people. Be straight up with people, but then give them advice on what you can change so you can reach that, whether it be a job. Jobs are tough because most people just want to know, am I going to get a job? Bam, done, right? Yes, of course you'll get a job, but you may have to change some things to get it. You may have to go a little different direction to get it. You may have to clean up your own belief system to get it, but you'll get it. The universe never holds anything back from anybody. You can get it, But as the Abraham quote says, you got to feel good about whatever you want. If you want a job, you got to feel really good about getting a job. If you want a relationship, you have to feel really good about having and getting a relationship. You have to be a happy camper. It's good to be a happy camper, isn't it? Okay, back to the subject at hand. So that's what my job is, to help you on this whole thing, is to help you to increase your performance so that you can achieve your goals and your passions and what you want in life. Let's move on to number two. I can spend a lot of time in this because this is good stuff. Fear. Fear holds so many people back in life. Fear of the outcome, fear of the unknown, fear of not being good enough, fear of failing. We go through all of them. You pile fear up top of fear until eventually you find it easier just to forget the whole idea and do something that makes you comfortable. But comfortable is not always good, is it? You can be comfortable, but then you got this yearning inside you that says, I got to do more. I got to achieve more. And then fear gets in the way, right? Okay, fear stems from our beliefs about ourselves. Oh, those personal beliefs that I talk about all the time. Those personal beliefs that we developed from age zero or before in past lives about ourselves that keep us from achieving what ourselves, which come from experiences and feedback from family and friends. Yeah, well, the experiences come after the feedback, because the beliefs come from family, friends, siblings, teachers, all that negative stuff that's thrown at you during your life, right? Okay, so let's keep going. If you have had a negative experience with something, you may fear experiencing that negative feeling again. If you've been told you can't do something, then you might be fearful that you can't do it. So we could change all that. We can reprogram you. You could be reprogrammed. You can be reprogrammed to feeling better about yourself and reaching these goals and not having those fears. It's not that hard. That's what I talk about NLP, and I talk about hypnotherapy, and I talk about regression work and all that fun stuff. It's, you can get in there and you can shift the mind around to believe that you can do it. You can be a believer, but it's done at the subconscious level, not at the conscious level. Okay, let's see. Where am I at? Okay, fear stems from beliefs about ourselves, which come from, okay, blah, 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 we did that. You need to remove these limiting beliefs and push past the fear. You can do this by using positive affirmations about yourself and consistently using self-talk to boost up your confidence level. I kind of agree with this a little bit. Yeah, it can help. I'm not discounting affirmations, and I'm not discounting positive self-talk. But a lot of these beliefs, personal beliefs, and these fears are in the subconscious. They're deeply rooted in your subconscious mind, and or unconscious or subconscious or whatever you call it. And that's where you got to go. That's where you got to go to get it. Okay? You can continue to use an affirmation about yourself. You can say, I am successful. I am rich. I am loved. But as soon as you make that statement, how do you feel? Try that. Make a statement about yourself. Say, I am wealthy. How does that feel when you say that? Does it feel good? It feels like, wow, yeah, that's true. I really got that feeling going. That's an amazing good feeling. That feels so strong within me. And I'm going, yeah, I am wealthy. I am healthy. How does that feel? You feel kind of cringed a little bit there. You kind of go, I don't know. I don't know if I'm healthy or not. Or I am loved. How does that feel? Ooh, does that feel good? Your heart kind of resonate with that one? I feel loved. I am loved. How does that feel? If it doesn't feel good, then you got some kind of limiting belief that's keeping you from feeling that. You know, Abraham talks about you have to feel good. You have to be feeling good to achieve whatever you want in life. And whatever you want to attract. If you want that new job, if you want that new relationship, you got to feel good about yourself first. I love the line, oh, but if I meet this person, I'll be happy. Okay, BS. That is a lot of BS. Be happy first, and then you'll attract a happy person. Feel good about yourself and what you want to achieve, and feel confident about what you want to achieve. Get your performance level up to a really high level, and performance is another word for vibration. Get your vibration up, and you'll get there. Boom, done. Okay, let me check back. Got one more area here to cover, and it's about inability. But inability is easily overcome, isn't it? Well, let's see what they say. Sometimes we know that we can't do something, and sometimes we have tried to do something before and failed. For instance, if you've never tried swimming before, then taking out the challenge of swimming across a lake may seem unrealistic. On the other hand, if you've tried to swim across the lake before and failed, then you may hold the belief that you can't do it. Really? Well, I tried to swim that 500 meters, but I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. Well, I'm going to quit. I'm never going to try swimming again because I couldn't get that 500-meter swim in. Fortunately for us, inability is something that everyone can push past. You like that? Everyone can push past. With enough effort, you can learn almost anything you set your mind to do. I would throw in there, you have to live a little bit of an aptitude for it and maybe some physical abilities to do that. But yes, you can do it. You know, what's that expression that if you can imagine it, you can achieve it? I like that one. If you can imagine it, you can achieve it. So if you can imagine yourself swimming that 500 meters, you can do it. Right? You just have to find the information or help and start learning and practicing. For example, if you take swimming lessons, even if you need to start with an absolute beginner class, eventually you will move on to more advanced swimming lessons, and soon you will be swimming on your own. And you're going to do that 500 meters, right? Then you can practice swimming long distance until you feel comfortable that you can make it across that lake. You just have to start small and keep going. We have to have a goal. And that's what I'm talking about a performance goal coach is about, is having a goal and then working on achieving that goal. Now, as a teacher, as a coach, all I do is point you in a direction and maybe show you how to improve, or if I'm not familiar with the area, point you to places that you can learn how, or perhaps even channel some expert in that area for you. That's a cool idea, isn't it? Don't let your comfort zone hold you back from taking risks. I love this expression. I used to have it up in my office. Life begins at the edge of your comfort zone. You got to stretch that comfort zone. You got to push that envelope. You got to get to the edge of it and keep going. Reaching your potential and experiencing success, the more you push through your comfort zone, the larger it will become. And sometimes you need a coach to do that, to kind of keep you going, to motivate you, to inspire you to keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. You're never going to fail. If that's your goal. Now, but it's got to be realistic, too. It has to be something that you're really passionate about and you really want to do. You can't just do it as a lark. Well, I think I'll swim 3 miles today, and you're never much of a swimmer. No, sorry. I don't really like swimming, but I'll try this anyway. You got to be passionate about it. The more you push through your comfort zone, the larger it will become. Soon it will become more naturally and easy to do things that move you forward toward your dreams. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that a beautiful thought? So inabilities, because you fail, because you have an inability, doesn't mean you can't perfect it. If you're passionate about it, right, you can perfect it. In my life, we all have a certain aptitude, and I decided I wanted to be an accountant at one point in my life. Now, I'm not a great math whiz, okay? I'm not a great math whiz, and accounting was not the easiest thing for me to do, but I was determined to do it and get through the classes and get my certificate to be accountant. So I had to work. I knew I was learning limitations, but I was able to work through them. I was able to go into an area of accounting that I felt most comfortable with. Okay? I was able to overcome my fears to get there. And same thing in anything you do. You have to kind of go, okay, I want to achieve this. I want to do this. Okay, I'm going to save this article. Ooh, I should post it on... What I should do is post it on Facebook for you folks. Okay, so you can read it for yourself. I'm on Facebook. Oops, that's wrong. I don't want to do that. Sometimes I want to post it somewhere. They won't let me post it somewhere. Share it. I want to share it with you. Okay, here we go. I'm going to share this with you if you want to read it for yourself on Facebook. Three. Okay, so what are we doing next? Oh, we did the Abraham quote. We did this thing about... Well, actually, I want to talk to you folks. So anybody want to call in and talk about any of this, or you want spirit to help you in any area of your life, you want my spirit guides, your spirit guides, source energy, whatever we want to call it to help you, please call in. And, you know, I love to talk to people, and I love to – that's my job here, is to help you to achieve what you want in life, okay? So give me a call, and we'll do that. Okay, so we're moving right along. Let's jump into another article. You know what? I'm going to change direction a little bit because I think one of the keys of getting everything done and achieving everything is an article I was reading from – okay, yeah, I know who it is, right? Louise Hay from the Hay House. Oops, that's the wrong article. Nah, called – it's from Louise Hay in the Hay House, and it's called – Laughter is your best medicine. And I'm switching gears a little bit, but I like this article a lot. And it really does tie into all that we've been talking about at some level. And I'll tell you why as I go through it. Do not fix problems. I fix my thinking. The problems then fix themselves. Isn't that a beautiful idea? That's Louise Hay. I do not fix problems. I fix my thinking. Then problems fix themselves. Well, you chew that one around for a little while. Just kind of meditate on it. Okay. There's so much power in laughter. No matter how I'm feeling, a good belly laugh elevates me to a whole new place. It's true. You can feel bad when can you feel bad when you're laughing? Can you stay angry while chuckling? I know I can't. My philosophy has always been to love who and what you are and do what you do and to laugh at yourself and at life. Wow. Why not? It's all temporary anyways. Now, I'm not saying we don't take life seriously, but we have to take that journey of focus with the right attitude. So if you're achieving your goals, and to kind of paraphrase a little bit, if you're achieving your goals, right? Do it with that attitude. Do that attitude of laughter and enjoying life and love, right? So laugh and enjoy yourself. It could save your life. Seriously, if you have doubts about this, read one of Norman Cousins' books. He cured himself from a near fatal disease, but then created another and then cured himself of that as well. In fact, when he died in 1990, he had lived 36 years past the date his doctor that told him he would be his last. Now think about that. Doctor said you're going to die, and you're going to die, yeah, whatever. All this disease you have and all these problems are going to kill you. And that sucks, right? You know, like really, seriously. I mean, you'd be told you're going to be dying in a year. And you live 36 years longer. Okay, why? How did he do it? How did he do it? He once said, on the quality of life, number one, I realize that each human has a built-in capacity for recuperation and repair. So the body can repair itself. He basically said we all have the capacity to heal our own bodies. That word is just going to annoy me all day. Recognize that the quality of life is all important. The quality of life. It's quality, not quantity, really. The quality of life is all important. That's number two. Assume responsibility for the quality of your own life. That's number three. Assume responsibility for the quality of your own life. Do you like that? it's not somebody else's responsibility to have the quality in your life. It is your responsibility. Okay, and then his final point, which ties into this theme that we've been talking about feeling good. You know, remember we talked earlier about, you know, achieving whatever we want. If we want to be, if we want to achieve something, feel good first, right? Okay. Develop confidence in, okay, number five. Oh, we skipped number five. Utilize laughter to create a mood in which the other positive emotions can be put in work for yourself and those around you. Laughter creates positive emotions. It's cool stuff. Develop confidence in the ability to feel love, hope, and faith, and acquire a strong will to live. I would say a strong will to survive, to thrive, to reach your goals, to whatever you do. So, I mean, to turn this a little bit around, away from illness a little bit, turn it a little bit into achieving your goals. How do you achieve your goals? By laughter. Well, it keeps yourself lighter. It keeps yourself, your energy higher. It keeps you feeling good about yourself. You don't take yourself so seriously. You look for things in your life that make you chuckle. If you went around chuckling all day, laughing all day, you know, appropriately, right? You don't go to funerals and laugh necessarily, right? You don't laugh at car crashes normally, but, you know, there's appropriate things to laugh at. But looking for things that are humorous. Most of us are not facing a situation as dire as Mr. Cousins, but our lives can be wrecked with fear, notice the word fear here, and pain, mostly brought on by our own minds. You know, our thought patterns, our negative belief systems, right? Adjusting that attitude is one of gratitude and happiness can make all the difference. Ooh. And make life is a process. We face the good and bad each and every day. In that path, I have found that there's no need to make it a drudgery. Ooh. Life can be fun. It's up to us. Life can be fun. What if something terrible happens? You know, something that, you know, like not end of the world terrible, but you can laugh at it. Can't you laugh at it? Can't you chuckle about it? Can't you laugh at yourself for making a mistake a little bit? Oh, yeah, yeah, right. Can you do that? I think you can. I think we all can. It takes a lighter view of life. Okay, moving right along. Yeah, while we examine the process, it's up to us. While working on our spiritual evolution, we can choose to make it a joy, even a game. Really, we can make life fun if we want to. While we examine our process, we can sing and make up a little ditty about the situation we are trying to release. Keep life light and happy. Everything will seem easier. I promise. And don't forget to laugh. The quicker we laugh about a situation, the easier it is to let go. Aha! Think of it this way. If you saw your problems as a Neil Simon play, you would laugh yourself right out of your seat. Tragedy and comedy are the same thing. It just depends on your point of view. Charlie Chaplin once said, "Laughter is the tonic, the relief, the surcease for pain." So, laughter. You know, you're feeling a little like, oh man, I'm not quite be able to do that. Oh no, I don't know if I can do that. A little laughter thrown in there, right? There is now a groundswell of support regarding the importance of laughter and its therapeutic value in the treatment of cancer. Evidence shows that surgeons used humor to distract patients from pain as early as the 13th century. And now there is a scientific study of the effect of humor on physical wellness. Again, Norman Cousins is credited with this. Today, more and more people are turning to humor for therapy and healing. It's about your attitude, isn't it? According to some studies, laughter therapy can provide physical benefits, such as helping to boost the immune system, enhance oxygen intake, stimulate the heart and lungs, relax muscles through the body, trigger the release of endorphins, ease digestion, relieve pain, balance blood pressure, improve mental functions. So, my dears, as Louise would say, laugh and I will laugh along with you. Now, this lady just turned 90, and she's kind of going strong. She's going strong, okay? You know, and if she has that attitude, then why can't we have that attitude? Why can't we get to that place like she does? I can't post this to Facebook. I'd love to, but I could post the website to Facebook. No, I can't. I'd have to find it on the website. Let me do this. Let me see if I can find it, the website. Aha! And then maybe I can post it there. Well, maybe not. Maybe not. Okay. I wanted you guys to read this. I wanted you to read this. But you can go to Louise Hay on Facebook, and you can find these articles for yourself if you're so interested, or go to her website and do that. Okay, so laughter, and I know it's related to our topic, because I think it's a really important aspect of our topic, because I talked about that a few days ago, how vital laughter is and about creating what we want in our life and not taking ourselves too seriously. Great article. So what do you think? What do you guys think about this? Do you think it's a good idea? Okay, I got about 3 minutes left. Oh my God, I'm having so much fun. What am I going to do here? I don't know. I don't have anything else to talk about. Yes, I do. Okay, so I don't want to talk about that one. It's about relationships. There are different types of relationships. So we're going to stick with this whole idea of reaching your potential. And I'll give you a few ideas from here on this. Just focus on the big picture. You got to kind of have an overview of where you're going in life. Kind of know where you're going, right? Life has a lot of distractions, so focus on where you want to be. Keep your thoughts positive, because your thoughts become your words. Keep your words positive, because your words become your behavior. Keep your behavior positive, because your behavior becomes your traits, habits. Keep your habits positive, because your habits become your values. Keep your values positive, because your values become your destiny. Mahatma Gandhi. So it's like focusing on the positive, right? Focusing on the positive, on your goals, right? I like plan ahead, have a plan. And the article talks about this particular article. It's from lifehack.com by Tiffany Mason. It's about planning your life. And they recommend that you make a plan like on Sunday night for the week. What is your goals for the week? What do you want to achieve in the next week? Plan the next week. Have kind of general goals for the whole week. What do you want to accomplish, right? Living your life without a plan is like watching television with someone else holding the remote control. And that the quote is from Peter Turla. I like that. Yeah, well, no, I'm just going to let them run my life for me. They're going to let them run the TV. I have no plan. But I wanted to watch this, but I let them have the remote control, right? Living by default is a lot of people do. And when you live by default, life gets out of control. So you got to have a plan for your life. You got to have goals. You have to have achievements. And that's one of the things I'm talking about as performance coach. And is helping with spirit. Let's make a plan. Where do you want to be in 5 years, 2 years, 6 months, next month? But your plans have to be flexible. I studied a lot of this when I was in the business world. We did a lot of strategic planning, where we planned out the whole year for our departments. And we wrote out a pretty extensive plan. And the closer the plan is into the to now, in more detail it was, but as we get out into the future, 3 months from now, 6 months, it becomes a little more open, less detail and more general ideas. So I have a plan. Where do you want to be? What do you want to do? Okay, so we're running out of time, but this has been fun for me. You called in a little late because the show ends in about 30 seconds. If you want to call in tomorrow, I can take your questions. I can help you. Let spirit help you achieve whatever you want in your life, and we'll do that. So I love you guys. I really do. And I appreciate the opportunity of doing this, because I love doing this stuff. I thank you for listening, and have a beautiful rest of your day. Have a plan. What are you going to do tonight? Make a plan. Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye.